Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Sorry because I'm deep. Praise God. You're going to get it here in a moment. Y'all bear with us. Y'all bear with us.
Thank you, Jesus. I worship the Lord forever. Thank you. I worship you forever.
You got to pray for me for the good time and the bad. Hallelujah. We all know you for the good time and the bad time. It doesn't matter. You want to always be thankful to God. But I'm going to tell you this, brother and sister. Sometimes you got to go get yours. I can tell you that. We're going to let Mary tell you to go get it, okay? Y'all stand by for a moment.
Like you're looking through a telescope, you see where you're going to be. Growing good and bad, you're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, that they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart. Your pain will never fall. Stop trying to do that. I am. You got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God.
Hallelujah. It's yours. Go get your blessings. It's yours. It's yours because God have decreed it and declared it to you. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get ready for the review. I appreciate very much if anyone would like to have anything from this week you want to share, press one, and we'll let you in because we do want to hear from you. I believe that everyone that's on this broadcast have a mighty word that's been proven already this week that if you just let God use you, if it's just for a moment, and I'm just telling you guys, people contact me and say, who is this? Who is that? What were they saying? Blah, 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 blah. And it gives me conversation, yes. But most of all, I realize they're interested. People are hearing you. When you testify, your testimony, you're touching people. You may not realize you're really in touch because you're sharing from your heart. And that from the heart reaches the heart. It's sort of like that daily bread. It's they hear that and they go with it. You don't be surprised. So if the Lord move on you to share something, do not hesitate. Believe me, I will give you the space. It's not even about that. All you gotta do is press one, and as soon as I finish my statement or I get to a place that I can stop, trust me, you will be up in here, because I realize the value of your testimony. No reason the Bible says, and they overcame them by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. See, it's your testimony. Your testimony doing a whole lot. Well, I tell you, when you realize that, it just brings joy to your heart. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you that your word be affirmed and confirmed in those that are listening, those that want to hear. I pray, Father God, right now that a prophetic word will go forth. I pray that someone will receive it. They will definitely ask you about that word, and you will then in turn confirm that it's a word from you and it's for them. And I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, because it's in your word that we learn whose we are and who we are. It's in your word, Father God, that declare that we are your children because we have been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is your word, according to 1 Peter 1:23. Hallelujah. And that tells me, Father God, that you have forgiven us of all our sins. It's nothing more to do because you're washing them in the blood of the Lamb, according to Hebrews 9:14. So I thank you for washing us, cleansing us, making this new creation, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. That if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, new creation. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we can declare and decree that we're your temple now and that the Holy Ghost lives in us. We have been delivered from the power of darkness. Thank you for it. Translated into your son's kingdom. Praise you for it. Give you the honor and the glory. As you, Father God, those that desire prayer that we be put themselves in alignment with your word, and we agree with them, because where two or more would touch and agree in your word, Father God, you promise to be in the midst of it right now. So we thank you for it, and we give you the praise and the glory. Couple of affirmation I like to make, because sometimes you have to go to God, brothers and sisters, and ask God to affirm and confirm. Let me say that again. Affirm and confirm. That's what the prophetess taught us the other day when she was on the broadcast. I think that was Thursday. But it's important that when you get a word, you take it and let God affirm it and confirm it in your spirit that you are walking by faith. You are walking in his spirit. That you have you are the light of the world. You need to affirm that. Lord, am I light shining? Lord, if not, let it shine. Lord, am I really that new creation? You want to ask God to do that, to affirm it and confirm it, not just in your head, but you need to know it in your spirit, man, okay? You need to have that security that's in the Lord according to Romans 8:38-39. Know that you are a child of God, not by words only, but because his word said it, and you agree with his word, and therefore, because you have agreed with the word of God, and if you haven't done so, let me tell you what the Bible said, cry out. Cry aloud, spare not. Hey, your word that if you cry out to him, you will be healed, Psalms 30:2. I'm not telling you anything that I feel or think. I'm telling you what the word of God said. That's something that you can hold on to. That's something God promised, that it will hit every generation. And this is a generation that the word of God need to go forward. Hallelujah. So, and I want to tell you this too, because the Bible says you will be healed in your health, according to Jeremiah 33:6, your word says that healing shall spring forth speedily. 58:8, that's Isaiah. See, I promise that we won't believe that. If we believe it and act on it and start speaking it, thank you, Lord. See, when you believe that you receive something, you go, thank you. That's the way that works, brothers and sisters. Okay? All right. We're going to get into the review. We talked about a lot of things, especially this week was the week of giving. Bless God. And being the week of Thanksgiving, I think Monday I kind of made it real clear that I understand that Thanksgiving is an American holiday designed for giving thanks, especially to a special thank to God. But often during these family gatherings, like we do, we're supposed to be happy. Holiday meals, associating with one another, but some kind of create tension in our families, different points of view, conflicts, and unresolvable hurts. What if there was a way to bring everyone back into unity and focus on thanking God for He have given us the answer to this question? We read over there in John 4, where Jesus met that woman. That was division. We're not going to get into all of it, but I want to point out a couple of things. In John 4, that was a division between the Jews and the Greeks, the Jews and the Samaritan. There was a division. So in that, Jesus brought unity. They was over there worshiping the whale, and the Jews was worshiping in Jerusalem, and God didn't want none of it. They won't know none of it. They was concerned about a place of worship, and what kind of worship. So Jesus had to bring peace in that whole situation. So the scripture in John 4 tells us that Jesus left Judea and went back to Galilee. But on his way, he went through Samaritan. And an unusual situation. So he told his disciples, y'all go head on. And he met this woman that was carrying water at 12 o'clock noon. And for those that understood what was going on, they would bring water early in the morning. They wouldn't bring it at noon. But this woman didn't want to be seen with everybody else. She was different. Give all of that. But her point was to Jesus is, wait a minute, we don't have no dealing. Because Jesus asked her for some water. Y'all know that part, right? He asked her for some water. And I think around fifth and between 5 and the 9th verse, he asked her for a drink. And the woman replied by saying, wait a minute, I'm a Samaritan, you're a Jew. So we don't have no dealing with each other. Jesus told the woman, if you'd ask me for some water, I'd give you some water and you'd never spring up again. And for some of you Bible scholars out there, do you realize that Jesus showed, actually changed the, I wouldn't say tradition, but what he really did was he redirected this woman's focus in such a way. This woman was the first evangelist. I don't know if y'all knew that. This woman went and preached. She went and preached. See, once Jesus really do something for you, that spirit get on you. You want to go tell somebody. So the Samaritan woman, all she saw was a division, that we wasn't supposed to be together. We weren't supposed to be talking. You're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan, and we don't have no dealing. And Jesus redirected the woman's focus. on God and told her, God, really doesn't care about you over here in these mountains at somewhere. Don't care about them Jews up there in Jerusalem worshiping. He said, that ain't what God looking for. Well, what is he looking for? I'm glad you asked. The Bible says that God was looking for true worshipers. He says, for the Father is a spirit. I want y'all to hear this. And he's seeking such to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what the Father's looking for. If no one told you that, God is still looking for right now. He got a lot of worshipers all over the world. He got all kind of worshipers, people that worship in buildings, people that worship in mountains, people that worship vehicles, people that worship all kinds of stuff. People worship clothes. People worship their shoes. I mean, he got all kinds of worshipers, but that's not what he's looking for. Hear me, dear heart. He's looking for true worshipers. True worshipers. And so when Jesus introduced this to this woman, well, she went boogity, boogity, boogity and told the people what she had. What she had witnessed. I'm still a man that told me all I ever did. These people were so shocked they closed up the stores, the Bible said. So let me just kind of use my sanctified imagination. They closed up the salon. They closed up the shoe shop. They closed up the bread shop. You know, they closed up everything. And they wanted to see who this man was, because this woman here, they all knew that she had a bunch of husbands. She had six of them, and the one she had wasn't her. So she had a reputation. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. But Jesus wasn't focused on that. He was focusing in on getting her to drink some water. Now let me tell y'all this, because this just blesses me. So sometimes we got to lift the division, the thing that separates us. Let's find out what brings us together, and that is that living water, which has to do with your eternal life. Listen, brothers and sisters, this is about getting people eternally ready. Continue to burn that in my spirit, that the call today is to get people eternally ready. It's not, boom, an overnight thing. It's not a Burger King thing, having it your way. No, our job as able ministers of the gospel is to get people united in the spirit so they can worship God in spirit and in truth. And outside of that, nothing else should matter, because God wants us to have that living water, that eternal life. Trust me, that's what he's concerned about, us having our eternal life. You know why Jesus came here and died? You know why God gave Jesus to us? That we may have eternal life. Well, preachers, include myself, we got to start teaching people the importance of having their eternal life, man. They'll live this life, and they'll just assume that, hey, they're going to have it. And no, they're not. They're not. Ta-da. Oh, well, people heard that and that. Brother, sister, that's a trick of the enemy. That's a trick. People need to really know that God loved them. We are able ministers, how much God loved them, no matter what they've done. And whatever it is, brother and sister, don't be trying to hold it to anybody's charge, because they're going to leave here, and guess what? You're going to leave here. So it's the next chapter. It's the next life. It's the next thing we're doing. It's what's going to really matter. And where that matters mostly is what we're doing right now. Or we're trying to lead them into their eternal life. See? That's what we're doing here. And in doing that, one of our scriptures was found over in 1 Thessalonians, I think it was 5. We did 16 through, I think it was 16 through 20. So I'm going to read that. I read it from the King James Version. It says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And yes, it did say in Christ Jesus. It's not a misprint. It's not a mispronunciation. The reason it said that because it's talking about spirit here. Same thing talking about in John 4:25. God looking for people to serve him in spirit, man, and in truth. This is a spiritual life that we're living. Get out the flesh for a moment. The flesh been taken care of. Yeah, that's why Jesus' body hung on the cross. That represent the flesh had been taken. The sacrifice was already made. So get away from that and get into the spirit. Then he says, despise not prophesying. Listen, when somebody is giving you a word from the Lord and it's in line with the scripture and it's good and it's not bad, take it. How I know that? Because he says, despise not prophesying. Prove all things holy, fast, that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. See, what God wants us to do is to take the things that are being said, then speak into our spirit that's good and keep it, okay? Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Whatever happening, going on in your life, give God thanks. Because it is God's will. That's his will in Christ Jesus that you do this, that we do this. And don't put out the spirit of fire. Because a lot of time people are speaking the articles of God, and you don't know if they speaking from God. Because first of all, it ain't going to come with no condemnation because he don't condemn his own. He don't do that. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you dogging out your children, that's a bastard. Yeah, read it, man. It's in there. You wouldn't dog out your children, especially before the world. God is not dogging us up to another realm, if you will, another place in life. So we ought to be thankful for that. And hold to that. When you get a prophetic word and somebody tells you that thus says the Lord, that like that sister told us the other day, that this is the latter rain, and she talked about several scriptures about God is pouring out his rain, his latter rain to us. This latter rain is great. And what that means is that rain is for the crop. So when you get it, it's going to produce. Farmers love to see a good rain because they know what's going to happen to that crop, especially when they get that latter rain. Things been dried up. God want to bless somebody right now. He want to bless you. He wants you to have that latter rain. You're the head and you're not the tail. He want to put you high and not beneath. You ought to be able to receive that kind of word. You ought to be able to receive that. Hey, God, he's forgiving you. You ought to be able to receive that. Not fight it. It doesn't matter where it's coming from. It could come out of a monkey. A monkey can monkey it out. A dog can bark it out. A snake can wiggle it out. It doesn't matter. As long as you get what God is telling you. God calls us saints. Why wouldn't you want to be a saint instead of an ain't? He set us free, according to John 8:31. That's a prophetic word, man. When you hear that in your spirit, man, accept. He called us the accepted in the beloved in Ephesians 1:6. Man, I looked at that thing. I went, what? God said, yeah, I've accepted you the way you are. I know some people don't want to accept you. He said, but I've accepted you the way you are. You don't have to change for me. I'm going to let my word change you. Listen, brothers and sisters, stop trying to change folks. Tell them what God said. God call them blessed. What you going to call them, blessed? Don't call them what you see now. That's the last thing that's a trick of the devil. He want to always use the optical nerve. He want to always use something we are familiar with. They try to get us down. and keep us down, down, down. But that's not who you are. You are blessed. And sometimes we got to cultivate that, okay? And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you some scriptures to cultivate it. I can give you about 10 of them. What are you facing today? Give God thanks in it. Thank him in it, not for it, but in it. Give him thanks for all that you can, all that's right, for all that he has already given you in the blessings. If this is feeling challenging, if it's changing for you, it seems like you need this kind of heart. I'm going to give you some scriptures that I pray to God to help you. It helps you to develop. It helps you to have a better attitude of a gratitude. We talked about that this week, developing an attitude of gratitude. Sometimes you got to develop an attitude of gratitude. Psalms 28:7 said, "The Lord is my strength and my shelter. He is my shield. In my heart, I trust him. I am the Holy Spirit is saying today, I will exalt my heart. And my songs, I will give thanks to him." When you look back and you see where the Lord has brought you from, you ought to be thanking him. The 100th Psalm and the 4th verse is, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and offering, and into his courts with praise. Be and say so to him, bless the affection of praises." I read that out of another translation, "in his name." "Let them give thanks to the Lord for unfailing love and in his wonderful deeds for mankind, for he satisfies the thirst and fills the hunger with good things." Did y'all just hear what I just said? The 107th Psalm. And the 8th and the 9th verse. So this is why you ought to be giving thanks. Give thanks to the Lord for unveiling his love, for showing you his love, for showing you his wonderful deeds, showing you his wonderful benefits. Now, it ain't for everybody. It's people who thirst after righteousness, those that have a thirst for his good, for his good stuff, for his good things. And we read over in Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 16:34, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endure forever." Man, you have to take that person. Lord, I know you're going to love me. Yeah, I done messed up. Let me go ahead and put it out there. I done messed up several times, Lord. But you know what I learned? I learned that I can start thanking the Lord, and he'll give his goodness will be there for me. His mercy will be there for me. I read in Psalms 23 that that's chasing me. His goodness is chasing me. Or if you could just kind of visualize that, know that his goodness is chasing you. You may stop for a moment and start receiving it. Know that God, you got to cultivate these scriptures, brothers and sisters. I'm trying to tell you, man. To cultivate is to prepare or prepare and use for raising crops. That's what cultivating is. It's to cause stuff to grow. When you're cultivating, it's almost like refining. It's part of refining. When I think about cultivating, you know, yes, I get the agricultural part of it, but I want you to know when you're cultivating, you're developing, you're forming. You're forming Christ in you because he is the word. And the more you speak that thing, the more it's going to come to fruition. And your mind don't want you to do that because it doesn't make sense. And I agree, it's not sense. It's the word of God. Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you're developing, brothers and sisters, you know, you're cultivating, you're embracing what the word of God is saying. You're taking it in. You know, cultivating is part of taking in. You know, you're obtaining that. It's important. Cultivating in these scriptures and cultivating these scriptures in your life. Listen, brothers and sisters, you're not losing, you're gaining, okay? You're not abandoning anything. You're getting. When you're cultivating, you're making it grow in you. It helps the growth or the development. But you got to have a passion for it. People who have a good crop, they got a passion for it. You know, they're promoted. As you cultivate it, you begin to neutralize it. You know, as you cultivate it, you're encouraging your spirit man to be what the word say it is. And you want to line up to that. That's what you want to do. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You want to line up to that. I said this on the other day, when he said enter into his gates with thanksgiving, man, you go to God. That ain't no building. Okay, let me be clear there. Into his gate, not man's gate. Said enter into his gate. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So when you enter his gates, these are spiritual gates. This is nothing the hand, the eyes, or the ear. This is spiritual. Okay? And when you enter there, you got to bring your offering of thanksgiving. That's what you're doing there. That's what you bring. You're bringing praises. You know, you're yondah that thing. Shabbaking that thing. You're screaming that thing. You know, you're screaming loud, thank you, Lord. So let them give thanks to the Lord for all of his benefits. And I just love that scripture. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Taste and see how good he is. His love endureth forever. So God ain't forgot you. You say, Lord, what about that? What about that forever love? You need to tell somebody that. Somebody who, you know what, there's people who mad at God. God ain't mad at them. God has outstretched hand. He said, come on, if you'll come to me and be honest and truthful, he said, I'll make it right with you. And I'll make it right for you. So let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. As every member of your body to be subject to the Spirit of God and be thankful. You know what Colossians 3:16 says? It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. You let that happen. You should let that happen. Teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your heart to God. In your spirit, man. And remember Colossians 4:2? Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And then let me say this, too. Yeah, brothers and sisters, we ought to be praying for other people to get wisdom and to get knowledge so they can help us along this journey. Because we can't do it all by yourself. Jesus, he came and he knew he needed to get 12 disciples so he could go and take the world. Sometimes that's what we need to do. We need to get some people who need to be discipled right. How is that? Matthew 28. Go and tell people what Jesus said. I told somebody the other day, the Bible says, for everything God created is good and nothing is to be rejected. It is, and I found this in the scripture too, It is received with thanksgiving because it is consecrated by the word of God and through prayer. That's why Paul said in Philippians 4 and 6 and 7, don't be anxious for anything, but above all things, but in everything, every situation, no matter what's going on, we're to pray, prayer, we're to petition God with thanksgiving, present yourself to God naked, go before him just the way it is. You don't have to put no makeup on. You glad you ain't got to do all that stuff? You ain't got to get this. You ain't got this. That's for the people who work with God. You can go to him and present yourself to him and make your request be made now. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, he will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, that's in the spirit. That's what's going to happen in the spirit. But we need to cultivate what God has already given us. Some of us too busy wanting to do other things. God said, cultivate what you have. Work on what you already have. Work on what you have. I've given you blessings on blessings. You won't work on them. Work on them. Every opportunity that's available for you to cultivate the word of God in you. And I just be honest, brothers and sisters, we ought to be praying that God teach us how to use his wisdom. It's one thing to have the wisdom of God. It's another thing when you don't know how to use it. Asking God for his glorious wisdom. Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, give you spiritual wisdom. That's what Paul prayed for. Well, when are we going to stop praying like that? That's what I need to know. When are we going to stop praying like that? That's the way God wants us to pray, man. God, I see this person here, they're coming along. They're coming along. I pray right now, Father God, that you give them spiritual wisdom. Give them the insight so that you might get the glory. Give them the insight, Lord, that they may grow in your knowledge. Not in the world's knowledge, but in your knowledge. I talked to a lady the other day. She told me how all these degrees she got, this and the third, you know, which all that sound real good, you know. Not that I needed to hear all of that. I wanted to know how much godly wisdom she had. I got her education background, got all that good stuff, all her documents and all her degree. But I wanted to know, what are you doing for the body of Christ? I see you got all this stuff for yourself, but what are you giving back to the body of Christ? Are you praying that these people become holy? Criticize. You know, God have called his people to holiness. Without no man shall see the Lord. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Their eternal life is hanging in the balance. That's why you and I, we got to get out here and kill these people. What thus says the Lord, that God want them. He's not mad at them, first of all. He's not angry. He's giving them beauty for their ashes or for their heavenness. God is making an exchange right now. I'm speaking this into the atmosphere. God right now wants to take your bad and give you some good, not beat you up with all that bad stuff, because God don't see you like that. He see you having his goodness in him, and that's going to make a difference in your life. The only reason we can't be what God say, we won't let go of that bad stuff the first Adam or Satan put in us. We got to let that go and say, okay, Lord, what is this new stuff you putting up in us? This new stuff, it makes the plan feel even now. See, before, that was our nature. So by nature, that's all we could do. But now we have a new nature. Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. We got a new nature now. So with those new nature come new characteristics. And it starts with the love of God. It starts with gratitude and attitude. Yeah, it comes with new stuff. All things are passed away, he said, and behold, all things have become new. This new stuff, man. We got to get that new stuff up in us, man. Stuff that we dare to confess before. Stuff that we refuse to. Matter of fact, I'll probably talk about it next week. But we limit God in us. We have to stop that. The Spirit is speaking through Paul, saying, "For it is God which worketh in you both to do his will and to do his good pleasure." That's God in you that wanted to do the good stuff. For you got born again, you didn't have that will. You didn't have that desire. And if you're not careful, Satan will try to flip that thing and make it a religious thing. And don't accept that garbage. No, the nature of God is in you, but faith, and that's what you're going to act on. You're not going to act on your old man. You're going to act on your new man. That's what you're going to do. I'm speaking it on you anyway. That's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. Okay? And,
thank you, Lord.
Yeah, so we had a place now where anyone have anything they want to share about this week, you want to comment on, it doesn't matter what it is, or the Lord then drop something in your spirit, just press 1, and we'll listen to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Praise God. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. I'm just enjoying the word, enjoying the teaching, Father. Yeah, I'm just enjoying it. I know the scripture I came in on was using Colossians, and Colossians, the 3rd chapter, and I like to read verses 12 through 17 from the Message Bible. It says, "So chosen by God for this new life of love, dressed in the wardrobe God picked out for you, compassion, kindness, humbleness, quiet strength, discipline, even tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense, forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your life. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way." Amen. Amen. Oh, that's just beautiful. And at first it starts out, let us know that we're chosen by God for the new life.
Okay.
And then was listening to you, Pastor, when you were saying that we have to, well, in other words, cultivate that. You know, we have to take all that in, and so that we're able to grow and be the child of God that he's calling us to be. And I like how you say we should, you know, reach out and grab someone else, you know, help others also to be in this new lifestyle and let them know that, you know, God ain't angry with you. God ain't mad at you. He loves us. And, you know, and the scripture tells us that throughout the Bible. I was getting ready to say the New Testament, but it also tells us that in the Old Testament as well. So I just like, thank you for your teachings, Father, you know, Pastor, and it's truly a blessing to have a man of God that takes time out of his daily life to help us know that we can have this new life right now. We ain't got to wait. We can have it now. One day through the week, I don't know which day it was, but I had wrote down that it said, check your heart and forgive others. So that this ties in with what I just read. You know, we have to forgive others, and just like God forgave us. So don't be beating up other people because they're not where you are or they don't think like you think. You know, God forgave us, so we have to forgive others and give them time. Amen? Amen.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Pastor. Thank God for that. Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, I see God saying that, you know, it's time for us to be real. If you're seated in God, if you're seated at the right-hand side of the Father, if you're seated there, how can you act so differently on earth? I mean, if you're in God's spirit, how can you not stand me? How can you not want to help me?
Yeah.
I mean, you're telling me you're seated in God. You're seated in God's glory. How come some of that glory ain't shining?
All right. Come
how come
on
you're
now.
Not trying to give us the inside scoop?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really looked at that thing. I think I might need to go back there because that Ephesians, I think it was Ephesians 1 and 7, that thing got illuminated in my spirit. Hey, guys, I'm telling you, man, it was awesome. It was awesome. When I found out what was really going on here, first of all, Paul said, he introduced himself, then he says to all the saints, that was, and the faithful in Christ Jesus, those that are faithful in the Spirit. And he tells them, grace be unto them and peace from God. He wishing God, and then he blessed be the God of our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, he just, this man just throwing out blessing right and left. Then he says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. That's already in you, man. God have already did that. He predestined you. He qualified you to be like him. Don't let people fool you. God, he officially did it when Jesus rose from the dead. He says, okay, you can be like me now. You can be like me now. The Bible says, in whom redemption we have through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. I mean, think about that, man. Think about what he did for us.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Then he made known unto us this his will. And his will is that we be like him. That's his will, man. Satan don't want you to know that kind of stuff. He wants you to continue to feel and be like you're condemned.
Wow.
As though the cross meant nothing. If you can get our mind off what God really did for us, because I'm going to tell you, God gave me this revelation. I'm going to share it with you guys. It's powerful. So you got to listen with your spirit, man.
Amen.
You have to listen with your spirit, man. God said, when you were created, there was no fault of yours. What you went through was no fault of yours. You couldn't help that you were born in sin. Sin and shaken in iniquity. So God said, you know what? I'm a just God, so I'm not going to blame you for that. But here's what I'm going to do. You never had a right to have my nature. The only nature you had was Satan's nature. That's why you was born in sin, shaken in iniquity. Okay, let's fast forward. Christ then came now, okay? Christ here. So now you have the right to have this new life. Well, this new life is about Christ, being in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So God said, now I can hold you accountable. See, before I couldn't, God couldn't hold you accountable. It wouldn't have been right. God wouldn't have been a just God if he just, but now that he provided a way for us to get born again, then we can start cultivating that and start growing by that. You're going to be held accountable now. You will be responsible. But until you get born again by the word of God, God will hold you accountable.
Amen.
But now that I've shared that with you, he's going to hold you accountable. So now you got to repent, meaning that you got to start doing it God's way now. Since I've told you that.
Yeah.
That's the dispensation you're living in, brothers and sisters. You got to do it God's way now.
Amen.
And believe me, it is for his good pleasure. He wants you to have. That's why he gave Jesus his only begotten son, because he knew that if he could get Christ up in here, he died, he raised from the grave, then he could use that grace more effective. So he can use his grace now for everything. Whatever you're dealing with, doesn't matter. He can use grace with it and take care, pay that bill, and you can move forward now.
Yeah.
He revealed the mystery of his plan to us. He has decided to do this through Christ. That's why that's part of his plan, man. That plan was so awesome. I said, wow. God said, I had to do this before the foundation of the world because I knew old Slewfoot was going to do this stuff. And then y'all never get to know me. So the only way you got to get to know me is through my word. So I had to make this provision for you guys.
Thank you, Lord.
So just don't get stuck up in that. So that's why he says, see, those that are in Christ now, who's seated at the right-hand side, inheriting places in Christ. Now, you got the right to act like that now, before you did. But anyone else, hallelujah. I got another here. This looks like this may be Pastor Sister Marilyn.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Beasley and Pastor Bill. God is so awesome. I'm listening in and everything that you're singing is good and very good. Even to the point where God gave his only begotten son that if we believe in him we would not perish, we would have everlasting life. This is the thing.
God gave.
And so when somebody gives you something, he gave us a gift. And when somebody gives you a gift, what do you do? You have to
receive it.
If you don't receive it, then how can you understand what God wants for you? You don't start changing until you receive his spirit within you. When you receive his spirit, then it's an awesome feeling, awesome greatness that comes upon you, comes within you, and then you want to change. God don't have to make you do anything. People say, why God don't make you do? No, God don't have to make you do anything. All you have to do is receive the gift that he gave you, and it will turn your whole life around.
Amen.
Turn your whole life around.
Yes.
So this has been very good today. Good. It's always good. It's never not good, but this has been very good today.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God.
And all the scriptures you already gave. So I'm just adding to what you just already said.
That's all right. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah. Well, somebody need to hear it come from that vessel. I thank God that you spoke up. I'm telling y'all, brothers and sisters, every time you say something, know that God is going to use that word, and it will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish what he sent it out to do. So, yes, speak on it. Everybody, speak on it. Don't hold your tongue, you know. Yes, sir, speak on it. Especially when it's like fire set up in your bones. Speak on it. Don't hold back. Spare not.
Yes. Amen. Say that now.
And y'all see, y'all see, Pastor, she'll grab the messenger Bible. She'll grab God's word to amplify. Mm-hmm. I mean, God being the illuminator. You can't shut that sister up. She's coming with it.
Awesome.
I mean, she's like, well, wait a minute. Pastor Ben jumped in that thing. Don't hold it back. Somebody needs to hear that word, man. They need to hear the word.
That's right.
And what you just said, Pastor Marilyn, it makes a lot of sense. God don't make nobody do anything. He's too much of a loving God. He put that love thing on you. You can't help it. You can't help it. You want to say something. You want to tell the world his goodness. Just got to receive it. That's what the Bible says in John 1. He says, many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the son. So people ain't receiving it. You can't get it. You got to receive the gift. God gives you the gift. Receive it. Like she said, you got to receive it. He's giving it to you, but you're not receiving it. You got to receive it. And so once you receive it, then you can claim it as yours.
That's right. Amen. That is so true. And so many people have not received it. That's the problem. They have not received it. They hear
and
it, but they
haven't received it. Go ahead, Pastor. Sorry.
No, you go ahead. I think we were saying the same thing, but go ahead.
No, earlier I heard Pastor say, you know, God is not mad at you. There are so many people that's mad at God, but God is not mad at you. I've thought about that many days, how people could be mad. How could you be mad at God? God didn't harm you. He didn't hurt you. He gave you life. He protected you from danger seen and unseen. He protected you from the harshness of what could have happened. You know, even though some things did happen, but the harshness of the things that could have happened, he protected you. You know, he protects us.
Yes.
So, mad at God? No, that's not. No, never be mad at God. Love the Lord. He loved me.
And so true, so true. Amen. I was just looking at this in the Message Bible. Both you and Pastor was sharing. Let's see, Ephesians 2, look like verses 7 and 8. It says, now God has us where he wants us with all the time in this world and the next to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Saving is all his idea. And all his work, all we do is trust him enough to let him do. It's God's gift from start to finish. Amen. I like that. It's God's gift. So that's what you're saying, and that's what the Word of God is saying to us. It's God's gift.
Yes.
To say from start to finish, it's his gift. So all we got to do is say, thank you, Lord, and walk in it, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. You better preach now. You better preach. Mm-hmm. You better preach.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's because it's a gift. It's a gift. And anytime somebody give me a gift, I'm going to say thank you.
Come
Amen.
Yeah.
And he so gives good gift. He gives good
thank
gift.
You. Good
gift. Yes,
he does.
That's right.
Good gift. Yes, and good I thank gift. God.
That's why it's so important that when we come on here, we got to come on here with good scripture. Scripture that's going to edify, going to build somebody up. He's a good gift. God want us to be able to give good gifts.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
He said, don't forget my benefits now. They're good.
That's right.
Yes, they are.
God got good stuff for us.
Very good. That's
I got to the place, I told God, anybody got a lot of negatives, bad stuff, Lord, let me just get tuned out from my, I'm not even interested in hearing what they got to say, because I know it's not God. Because first of all, God said, I've already forgiven you. So why are you listening to that garbage?
Right.
That's right.
Then you got a couple of people on there. All they want to do is just show you how you so bad and you so wrong and you ain't doing this. Let them people go. Their nature hadn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Right.
But if you tell them that 2 Peter 1:4 says that God want to put something good in you, got to receive it. Like this was talked about a moment ago. Got to be willing to receive it. Will you receive what God want to do? He want to impart his nature in you. Just like a man put his seed in a woman and impregnate her, God want to put his seed in us, which is the word of God, Mark 4. He ain't going to take nothing out of line. He want to put that seed up in you. It's a good seed, and you will produce good stuff.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You will
Hallelujah.
Produce good stuff, because that's what he does. He gives you good stuff.
Hallelujah.
Why do you think you're a chosen race? Why do you think you're a royal priesthood? Those are
Come
good
on.
Seeds
yeah.
that God's trying to put up in you.
Say it now.
Yes, Lord.
See, the enemy don't want you to have those good seeds. The
That's
devil don't
right.
want you to have the good seeds. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And God wants you to be partakers of his divine nature. So I really had to ask God what that means. God said, being a partaker means this. It means you got to take your part. Like the sister talked about, you know, God done gave it to you. You know he done gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is receive it. Go on and take your part.
That's it.
It's yours.
Hey.
It's yours.
Hey.
It's yours for the taking. That's why you're a partaker.
Let's start
being the light of the world. You know, God has made us to be the light of the world. Let's let that light shine.
Yeah.
Why so much darkness when you can shine that light?
Come on.
Mm. All right.
It may be for somebody else anyway. You let your light shine. It doesn't necessarily have to be for you. It may be for somebody else.
That's
when
right.
you letting it shine. When you telling them that they've been redeemed from the curse of the law. You've been redeemed from them curses.
Yeah,
and if people
hallelujah.
Want to speak curse, well, you know, you're cursed, but with the curse, man, no, I'm part of the new creation. Sorry. You got
That's
the wrong
right.
one. Sorry.
That's right.
That's Joe Willie. That ain't me.
Yeah.
The Bible says I'm more than a conqueror. So I know that ain't for me. I'm more than a conqueror. I read that over there in Romans 8:37. Can't tell me how it is. Go back and you'll see it. God will show it to you too.
Hallelujah.
You're more
than
a conqueror. My fellow is being a conqueror when you're more than a conqueror. That means you're greater than one.
Come on.
These are promises in the Word of God.
Yes.
And every promise ought to be amen and yes, Lord. I'm taking these promises.
Yes,
matter of fact, I want to pass them on to my grandkids and my great-grandchildren. Them
Come
that
on.
Ain't been born yet.
Yes.
I want to do like you will something and you want to will it to your children and grandchildren and great-grand. I want to will these promises of God to them.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's what happened to an inheritance. No, you don't work for it, but you receive it.
Uh-huh.
Once you receive it, it's yours. You pass it on down to the family, other family.
Uh-huh.
And we want to not tell them. No, but God will tell them.
Yeah.
Tell
right.
them what God called.
Right.
Tell your children, tell your grandchildren. Tell them all.
Yes.
To God called you this.
Amen.
You'd be surprised how that when men broke up. Honey, I am so sorry. I apologize. Your daddy was saying a lot of stuff. Baby, I haven't really gotten going by the word of God. See, I don't mind humbling myself. Lord, it wasn't me. But I'm right now. I know I'm right now. Because God gives this gift. He told me, he told you that above all things, he wants you to be in good health. He wants you to prosper.
Yeah.
He wants you to prosper.
Yes,
before I was trying to keep you from prospering, but I want you to prosper. I want you to be in good health.
Amen.
I'm a totally different individual now. Y'all didn't know me 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I was just preaching, but now I have purpose, and that purpose is to get you eternally ready, man.
Yeah.
And I'm getting ready to go worldwide with the idea that you've got to get people eternally ready. The time is short. God says, it's your time right now. It's your time. It's your time right now. It's your time to give people that latter rain. That latter rain. It's the latter rain.
Amen.
If you know anything about farming, but when you happen to see that latter rain, you're happy. Yeah. Because, you know, hey, man, my crop going to grow now. I got some rain.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I want my grandchildren to know God have already declared and decreed that you're righteous. All you got to do is receive it now. You ain't got to write. Well, but Granddad, I did that. Don't matter what you did, honey. Don't matter. If you get this word in you, it will change you. I ain't really worried about changing folks. If this word get in you and you realize what God has said, the Bible says that you will be changed into his image. I read that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You don't believe it? Go look at 2 Corinthians 3:18. God said, I'll change you. Philippians 1:6 said, we're being changed into that image. You ain't got to beat them. You ain't got to make them. You let that word get in them, and they will be changed into his image. You don't have to do jack.
In a moment.
You can't get no credit for nothing because you know it's God that did it.
God did it. Yeah. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Because he changed me.
You and the
people. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. You're right, Pastor. Just share that word with them. Get that word.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll change. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Plant that seed. Amen. I was sharing with my brother. I was telling him, you know, you can't have negative people around you. You need to have positive people. They know the word of God. They help you along the way. Amen. And I tell him, I say, and your sister is one of them. Praise God.
Okay.
Yeah, we ain't got time for that next stuff. No.
Yes.
Time is winding up.
And you have to let them know it ain't their fault. See, a lot of times Satan thinks it's because they always want to blame it on somebody. The Jews was real good at that. Who's singing? This person's mama, dad, somebody singing. Why was born like that? What's going on with it? Somebody did something wrong. He said, nah, that ain't what it is. Yeah, y'all got it twisted. It ain't what it is. You was born like that so people can see the glory of God take place in your life.
That's right. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. God wants to show people his glory, and he can do it through you. So, yes, you like this and you like that, and this happened. But let me tell you, God wants the glory to be shining through you. See, that's what people don't understand. God going to use the glory.
Yes.
To let it shine through you. And people say, well, if God changed that person, he'll change me.
That's right. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, he will.
But I thank each and every one of y'all for engaging. Make sure you come next, be in here next week. God will give me a word for his people. And I promise you, it ain't been on God. It's been on us. We have limited God inside of us. We have to stop it.
Mm.
God says, stop limiting me inside of you. You won't speak because you are afraid. You're afraid to speak. You're afraid to tell people, hey, I'm the very righteousness of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And tell them that know you. They knew you outside, but they don't know you now.
That's right.
See, those are the ones that God is going to convince. Yeah, honey, I've been like this, and I was that. But wait a minute. God's word and got inside me now, and now I learned who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to tell you that God wants everybody to be like that. My prayer for you today is that you be like this. God fill you with his wisdom. God fill you with his knowledge. God fill you with his understanding.
Yeah.
He fill you with his love. He fill you with his kindness.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And God's image. See, Lord. God's image is being formed every day. That's what's going on. God's image is being made alive. As you cultivate that word, that image is going to come alive. That's what the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
That's what the Holy Spirit is saying right now. As you cultivate that word, God's image is going to begin to shine through all that dark. All that dark stuff. God's image is going to shine through.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Well, I do appreciate you guys. And agree with, and no one else. I see a couple of hands that need to come up. The Lord told me he spoke to you. You ready to
Pastor
speak?
Duke.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Pastor?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I hear
Pastor
you.
Oh, okay. Give me a call because I want to ask you a question later.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No,
call you.
Just give me a call. Yeah, okay. All right.
I call you. Okay. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If not, we'll see you.